What is a lawyer? A lawyer is a public servant who either defends people in court or tries to prosecute them in court. So I made this podcast to show the most important parts of being a lawyer. So I called Angela Vorhall, who has worked at a law firm for 7 years, as well as contacted Marcia Griggs, who is a law professor who's been in the field for over 10 years. And here's what they had to say about my questions. Quick side note, I'll just be using clips from me and Angela's conversation throughout this short documentary. So the first question I had for these lawyers that I contacted was, what traits does it take to become a good lawyer? What traits makes a great lawyer even? And I'll read out the response from Marcia Griggs. People who bore easily or have short attention spans probably won't make good lawyers, unless they are willing to devote a lot of time to research and preparation. Excellent lawyers read very carefully and don't mind researching answers. Many good lawyers are, in fact, very shy. So that's an interesting piece of information. I never would have expected that. I'd think, as an outsider, that you would need a lot of confidence to not be shy when speaking in front of a jury of people, and even communicating with people in your firm. But in fact, no. And here's what Angela had to say. Angela agreed that it was very important to be studious, but more in the technical sense in law school, because most classes in law school you were graded on a curve, and that was very important to remember. Another question I had was, how long does it take to become a lawyer? Now, this can vary by place. Angela, for instance, lives in Los Angeles. Pretty much the same answer. Becoming a lawyer usually takes 7 full-time study years after high school, 4 of undergraduate study, followed by 3 years of law school. And most states include passing the bar exam. So I asked Ms. Marcia Griggs, what's the biggest stress factor being a lawyer? And she said, it is stressful to know that other people's lives, rights, and income can be affected by my work, so there's a lot of pressure to find the right answers and not miss anything. And to conclude the interview portion of this, I asked both of these women if they had any advice specifically for someone trying to go to law school. Ms. Griggs said this, students who are naturally curious about things and who like to read will probably find it easier, and I encourage many types of lawyers and many different ways to practice law. I encourage young students to reach out to a local attorney and introduce yourself and ask to spend a day or half a day with the attorney so that you can see for yourselves what the practice of law is like. And Angela had this to say.
You're going to be assigned so many cases to read in all of your classes that it is impossible to memorize all the details of those cases. You're not going to need to know all the details of those cases for your final exam, so don't waste your time trying.
So, going back to what Ms. Griggs said, being a lawyer can be really stressful, but with a $62,000 conservative estimate for salary every year, it's a very desirable one at that. And going back to what she said, it's mostly because people's rights, lives, and income are in your hands. So what I'd like to do is just talk about some of the rights that Americans have under law. Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or the right of the press, the right of the people to peaceably assemble, or the petition of the government for readiness of grievances. What does that mean? It means freedom of speech. We all know that one. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means that we can own weapons. No soldier shall, in time of peace, quartered in any house without consent of the owner, nor time of war, but in a manner prescribed by law. The right of Amendment 4. The right of people be seizure in their persons, houses, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, No warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That's basically saying that you need to have a warrant to get things searched. Pretty normal stuff. Amendment 5. No person shall be held answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases answering in land or naval forces. The militia, when in actual time of service of war or public danger, nor shall be any person be criminal for the same offense be put in jeopardy twice of life or limb. That means that basically you can't be put in jail twice for the same crime. You can't be tried twice. Amendment 7. In suits at common law, where the value of controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by jury shall otherwise be re-examined in court by the United States than according to the rules of common law. That just kind of emphasizes what 6 was. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. That's pretty self-explanatory. No cruel and unusual punishments. It has to fit the crime. The punishment, I mean. Amendment 8. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed or deny or disparage others retained by the people. That means that the Constitution isn't going to take rights away from any people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Kind of just what the last thing said, but for state power. Thank you. Podcast.